look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, great to be back. Bruce in Hawaii. Bruce, how are you today?
Good, Marty. How's it going?
Oh, very good. Where are you these days?
I'm on the north shore of Oahu. I'm staying out here the entire 2 weeks, getting a little sun and surf, and very, very having a really nice, relaxing time with the family and everything, and all good.
Very good. Hey, of course, the injuries. I've talked about it extensively today. I want to get your take on the injuries and how it may affect the outcome of the 2018 season. Just get your thoughts about it.
Well, you know, it's pretty devastating. I've already read some columns suggesting that, you know, it's over for them. They have no chance to contend. They have to start the tear down in midseason, and, you know, that's obviously the worst case scenario. I'm certain they're not thinking that way. And the fans, you know, if they're looking for the team to put a good face on this, that's what they're going to do. But you know what it does, Marty? It puts an awful lot of pressure on the team to do well right away and not fall back, you know, without Bumgarner and Samardzija, and find yourself in fourth place, you know, behind Arizona, the Dodgers and Colorado. And that's just tough, especially when you play the Dodgers right off the bat. But, you know, on the other hand, if they were to hold their own with the Dodgers and, you know, not have a big collapse while this stuff is going on and hang in there, that would be a heck of a thing. And it wouldn't be as dire as it's forecast right now. But it's just brutal to think that, you know, Bumgarner, he didn't really have to be pitching in that game. He didn't really have to stick his hand up. And if he'd gotten the ball on the palm, it wouldn't have done anything because he's such a cowboy. But it is really bad timing and really unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree with you. You just want to hold your own, so to speak. If you've got 20 games to, you know, as a measuring stick, you know, just, you know, you don't want to be 8 back or 10 back after 20 games. And I don't think they will be. I think that the purpose of this spring training was to mold a team, and I love what I see in the lineup, the guys on the field. I think the infield defense is much better. I think the bullpen is much better. Melanson looks like he's going to be able to go right out of the gate. So I think the team that's on the field is still getting paid $170 million, you know, take off Samardzija's money and Bumgarner's money, and, you know, it's still a team that can produce. So just hold your own. Because Bruce is 162 ahead. It's not like you have 50 games to go and you lost your two guys. You have the whole season to go. So just hold your own and see where it takes you.
Yeah, and, you know, they are blessed with really good health in the lineup. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on around the bigs. You know, Witski's been hurt, and the Dodgers are worried about Seager's elbow. And, you know, the Giants, at least in terms of the lineup, which was a bit of a concern just in terms of the age and everything, they're all looking good. And as you say, the bullpen could be very, very good. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they've got so many professionals on that team. Adding McCutchen and Longoria is especially valuable now that Bumgarner's not there. And, you know, we'll see about Block and Stratton and Beattie and who else, you know, Holland steps up as starters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm optimistic by nature. I definitely don't think they're going to fall out of it immediately and all of a sudden declare that they're just going to blow up everything and try to win 3 years from now. I just don't see that happening.
No, there's too many games to go. And they do have a team that they...
all of the games.
Yes, and they do have a team that they put together over the winter, and that's still out there. So that's the team that's got to produce. So I'd say let's play the games, and let's see what it looks like.
I think
like.
We should go ahead. We should go ahead and play the games.
That's correct. Why not?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be over here during the opening series in L.A., I'll be either watching him on the tube or sort of streaming him through my iPad. But I'm really anxious for the thing to start and see exactly what we've got here.
Well, Tony Hayes tells us it looks like Ty Block is going to be the starting pitcher against Kershaw because Cueto goes tomorrow and that he would not have enough rest. If he pitched tonight in Sacramento, then he could open up on Thursday, but he's not. So it looks like Ty Block will be the one. He's not the most inexperienced opening day starter. Tony Hayes sent me this. 1984, Bruce Young, Mark Davis, who had only seven wins in 31 games. He was the Giants' opening day starter. He went seven innings, four runs. Giants lost to the Cubs, and he ended up going 5-17 that year. And later, Kevin Mitchell trade, he was in that one. And then he won the Cy Young, didn't he? Mark Davis? I think he did.
I'm not sure about that.
Right, as a reliever? Well, we'll look it up. I think, didn't he win the Cy Young? I thought as a relief pitcher. Maybe I'm wrong. But
but Block is interesting. I mean, he's got some history against the Dodgers. I think doesn't he have a hit against Kershaw of some kind?
Absolutely. I think he's got a couple of hits.
Yeah.
And plus, he beat the Dodgers a couple of times. And, you know, if there's a guy who's not going to get flustered, it's this guy. Because the mound is mine kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll see. And as you say, Seager's out. So we'll see. You know, honestly, I think, in a way, these guys are coming back. It's not like shoulder surgery and they're out for a year. They will be back.
Exactly.
So you just have to play. Yeah. You just have to play the way you're capable of playing. That's my feeling about it.
Yeah, terrific opportunity for Block. I'm sure he's loving it. I mean, there'd be nothing better than for him to win that game in L.A. and get the season started in that manner. That would just, it would just take that one game to ease a lot of anxiety that's spreading around the Bay Area. I mean, between Bumgarner and Samardzija and Curry, I mean, everybody's in a panic, but, I think it's not like they're gone for good.
No, and it's just a baseball game. We're not asking him to build a submarine. You know what I mean? It's just a game. And your ball hits the bag and you get a hit here. It's just a game. So anything can happen. All right. How about the A's? And now I sort of announced to the audience we were going to chat about this, but you've seen the press release that if you're a Giants fan, it's crazy, and you come to the game tomorrow and you're a Giants fan, unless you say, let's go A's, they're going to charge you $50 to park. That can't, they can't do that, right?
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was somebody. April Fool's comes a little early.
Right.
I mean, I hope we find out who came up with this nonsense. It's one of the worst things I've ever heard. I think, the breaking news, the Giants fans will get to park free, but the A's fans will have to pay $100 a crack. This is the A's new, this is their new brainstorm.
It's got to be a joke. You can't do that. You can't charge people unless they say something. It's probably a violation of some law somewhere.
Yeah. The laws of common sense are going to
intervene
here. I saw a tweet from Henry Schulman that Susan Slusser assured him that it's not a joke. So, they went from the food trucks to the tree to this ridiculous.
I remember in the
development.
In the early 02, somewhere in there, they had a promotion that if Clemens struck out 10 or more A's, you got a special gift. So you had a root against the A's. Clemens, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
what
that.
The hell?
Yeah, that was that caused a lot of trouble too. So that's tomorrow, but I'll be over there. I'll do the show from there tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Bring some extra cash. They might be charging the media.
Really?
After all the backlash,
$50. Brian Murphy wouldn't pay. I know that Brian would not pay.
No.
But we'll see. So any thoughts? We'll talk tomorrow. Maybe I'll give you a heads up. I love your predictions. I remember you used to do that thing for the Chronicle, which I loved every year. You'd go through the league and all that stuff. But maybe we'll make some predictions tomorrow and what you think about the divisions and everything else.
Yeah, I've got a couple of stories in tomorrow's paper in our special section, more about honoring the A's and Giants for the 60 and 50 years, respectively. They've been in the Bay Area, and some trends that I'd like to see in baseball. I didn't do because I'm over here. I'm a little too removed to do the lineups and everybody's day-to-day, who's playing third, who's out, who's the bullpen, everything else. But I will have some predictions for you.
All right. Yeah, the capsules. We won't do the capsules. But
right.
That'll be fun. Well, we'll see how it goes. Injuries all over the place. Chris Sale got hit by a line drive. You know, Jim Barr was on, and he was talking about at the end of spring training, he got hit by a line drive. That's part of playing a baseball game. The Bumgarner thing was just part of the baseball game, and I guess you charge all that money down there, and the players have got to play, and it's just you're on the field. You got to. It's like football, as Jim said. You play in football, you got to go full speed, and in baseball, it's the same thing. You got to do your best and not get out of the way.
Yeah, Justin Turner probably needed to get out of the way.
Yeah,
one of these guys that just dives into every pitch. It wasn't that horrific of a pitch, but he was just so committed to his. to his aggressive, you know, diving into the pitch. He had no chance to get out of the way. Now he's out for a while, but it's like you say, it adds to the intrigue, and you know, it gives the Giants a lot more challenge. But I hope they don't feel, you know, too much pressure to start quickly. And if they do, you know, guys like Posey and Longoria and McCutchen can temper that because they understand more than anybody what the long grind really means.
Well, all of them, Crawford. They've all been World Series champions.
Yeah,
they've all been
down,
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The whole lineup, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey,
absolutely.
Have a great afternoon and enjoy. Boy, you've got everyone sort of loving your reports being in Hawaii. So enjoy the afternoon.
Okay, you know, actually, maybe I'll just stay over here. We'll do the whole season from here. I can give you updates on Pokey and Poi.
Right, what does Martha think about that? Check that out.
Well, I have to say, Martha is a little under the weather and wasn't able to fly in today.
Oh, no.
She's coming in Monday. My daughter flew in with some other folks that are all staying with us, so best wishes to Martha out there.
All right.
She's feeling better today and is due to come in Monday, so that'll be a great day.
All right, have fun. Talk to you tomorrow, Bruce.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. Boy, I'm back. Boy, our pregame, a lot of fun.